Hi, everybody. This is Peretz Baruch Eichler. Straight talk with something that each of us can enjoy for this Erev Purim, a story of Hashgacha Pratis that was just recently passed on to me and that I've been asked to pass on to others. And when you hear it, you'll understand why. The brand new rabbi and his wife were newly assigned to the very first Tzibur, the very first congregation, to reopen a shul in suburban Brooklyn. They arrived early in February, excited about their opportunities. When they saw their shul, it was very run down and needed a lot of work. They set a goal to have everything done in time to have their very own first Purim service on Erev Purim. People would come in to daven Erev Purim, and this would be the first time the shul had been used in who knows how long. They worked very hard, repairing the aged rows in the pews, plastering walls, painting, etc. And on the 8th of Adar, February 17th, they were ahead of schedule and just about finished. Now, on February 19th, a terrible snowstorm hit, and the area was really layered with lots and lots of snow. It lasted for about 2 days. On the 21st, the rabbi went over to his shul, and his heart sank when he saw that the roof had leaked, causing a large area of about, 20 by 8 feet of plaster that had fallen off the front wall of the sanctuary, just behind the bima, the pulpit, beginning about head high. The rabbi cleaned up the mess on the floor, and not knowing what else to do but postpone the Erev Purim service that they were going to have in shul, he just headed home. Now, on the way home, he noticed that a local business was having a flea market-type sale for tzedakah, so he stopped in. One of the items was a beautiful, handmade, ivory-colored, crocheted tablecloth with exquisite work, fine colors, and a mug and David embroidered right there in the center. It was just the right size to cover the hole in the front wall. He bought it and headed back to the shul. Now, by this time, it had started to snow yet again. An older woman running from the opposite direction was trying to catch the bus, and she missed it. The rabbi invited her to wait in the warm shul for the next bus, which would be about 45 minutes later. She sat down in one of the rows and paid no attention to the rabbi while he got a ladder, hangers, etc. to begin the repairs, and he was going to put up the tablecloth as a wall tapestry. The rabbi could hardly believe how beautiful it looked, and it covered up the entire problem area. Then the young Rav, the rabbi, noticed the woman walking down the center of the aisle. Her face was like a sheet. "Rabbi," she asked, "where did you get that tablecloth?" The rabbi explained, and the woman asked him to please check the lower right corner to see if there were initials there, initials that would read EVG, that might be crocheted there. And you know what? Indeed, they were. Indeed, they were those initials, EBG, just like she said. These were the initials of the woman, and she had made this tablecloth 35 years before in Poland. The woman could hardly believe it as the rabbi told just how he had gotten the tablecloth, as it were. The woman explained that before the war, she and her husband were well-to-do people living in Poland. When the Nazis in Maksimo came, she was forced to leave. Her husband was going to follow her the very next week, but he was captured, sent to a camp, and she never saw her husband or her home again. The rabbi wanted to give her the tablecloth, but she made the rabbi keep it for the shul. The young rabbi insisted on driving her home. That was the least he could do. She lived all the way on the other side of Staten Island and was only in Brooklyn for the day for a house cleaning job. What a wonderful service they had on that Erev Purim. The shul was almost full. It was beautiful. At the end of the service, at the end of the tefillahs, the rabbi and his wife greeted everyone at the door, and many said that they would come back. One older man, whom the rabbi recognized from the neighborhood, just continued to sit in one of the rows and stare and stare. And the rabbi wondered why he wasn't leaving. The man asked him where he got the tablecloth that was on the front wall, because it was similar to, in fact, no, it was identical to one that his wife had made years ago when they had lived in Poland before the war. How could there be two such tablecloths so much alike? He told the rabbi how the Nazis came, how he forced his wife to flee for her own safety, and he was supposed to follow her, but he was arrested and put in a camp. He never saw his wife or his home again, all the 35 years in between. The rabbi asked him if he would allow him to take him for a little ride. They drove out to Staten Island to the same house where the rabbi had taken the woman three days earlier. He helped the man climb the three flights of stairs to the woman's apartment, knocked gently on the door, and then he saw the greatest Erev Purim reunion that he or we could ever imagine. Now, this is a true story, my friends. The Ribbono Shel Olam, Hashem, does work in mysterious ways. Let's take some time to think about what we just heard. And you know what? There's a tefillah that each and every one of us can say. Hashem, bless all my friends and family and whatever it is that you know that may be me needing on this special day. May their lives be full of your shalom, of your peace, prosperity, and power as they seek to have a closer relationship with you, Ribbono Shel Olam. Ken yehi ratzon. Pass the story on to others you know, because maybe they'll learn from it, get chizuk from it, and grow from it, and realize that the Ribbono Shel Olam runs the world, especially as we go into this joyous Yontif of Purim. This is Peretz Baruch Eichler.